KEATVV Mobile, monitoring statewide one from Bay County. KEAYNU, KEAYNU, NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO, clear. WAPD Mobile. Are you going out in this weather? Why?
Because I got a big, bad four-wheel drive truck, and I know how to lock it in four-wheel drive, and we're going to get some soup. But we're not coming up to Richmond. We're only going to go to local and 29 Diner, I think.
Wait, I got to get my Sharpie out and mark the calendar. You're not coming up here, okay. That's a good day for soup, I'll tell you that much. N-A-W-R-O.
I like her chicken noodle soup, and I just overload the driveway, and I did that. I think it let up for a little bit, but I think they said there were more snow bands on the way.
Yeah, that's why I did do it this morning, because I wanted like a baseline of snow removed from what's collected since. I know I'm going to have to do it again, I presume, but yeah, I did the same thing. Got back in. I did mine a little earlier, a couple hours ago, so. Hey, Wally, on the thing, if Dave did want something for our side, would that be too terrible to use the warrant?
Well, I don't really care what we got on our side. I just didn't want us to take any command position at this. That's all my concern was. So, I mean, if you guys want to document everything else like that, just as long as it's seamless, I think it's basically just going to be some bodies and helping out the cold weather victims. I don't think there's anything else that's going to, be required or needed. So, I mean, I can't see any reason for all of that fanfare. Maybe just documentation on our part, but that's about it.
Yeah, I concur with all of that. It just seemed like he might want to be able to reach down there, or maybe monitor. But I agree, it's their show. So we don't need anything. But then again, just think back to good old days when Richmond was isolated. Well, Warren is already isolated. So if we're going to do Simplex, forget Simplex, just do Warren.
Yeah, but how many people we got there, one or two?
We don't have a count yet, but as far as I know, it's only going to be Mike and John until we hear otherwise. And you're right, it's not really needed because they take care of comms, but it's probably something to put on the form, I guess. But, yeah, no big deal. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't think we need any communications. Just let them do their own stuff, and if they needed to get a hold of us, because they're both members of Warren CERT, and as far as I go, I don't think we need any communication, and if we do, we can just use conventional stuff. 2.6 would be the best, and you can hit 2.6 from your house, and I can hit 2.6, so 2.6 will cover everything. You are right about one thing. These roads are a lot messier than I thought they were.
Use two hands. It's safer. I'll cut you loose. Have some good soup. That sounds really good. In fact, I think I might try that up here, but just not leaving the house. So I'm going to do Progresso, I believe. NAWRO. After you, sir. Have a good one.
This is WHVIJ calling and standing by. WHVIJ.
KEYNU to NAWRO. NAWRO. Copy, I see you now. NAWRO clear.
NAHAP mobile.
Hey, Joe, it's Tim. You on the road? Is it nasty out there?
Hey, Tim. Yeah, I'm on 94 coming up to North River Road. No, it's fine. The roads are all clear, at least the roads I've been on.
Well, that's good to hear. I've been inside too much, so I'll have to get out there, and I know I'm going to have to do the driveway one more time. I did it early this morning with the snowblower, but I'm sure I'm going to have to do it one more time. I see it's covered again, so drive safe out there.
Will do. Thank you. Yeah, I haven't been home all day myself, so I'm sure I'll have some work for me. I got some antenna work I got to get done, too, so try and get done before the sun goes down. But NAWRO and NHMP. Take care, Tim.
Have a good one, Joe. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
K-E-8-O and statewide one.
DOD testing. W8DOD calling, 12345 radio check, please.
Someone out there is wanting a radio check.
Sounds good, the radio check. KFBLX.
No, I heard someone out there about 3 minutes ago looking for a radio check. Was that you?
Negative, was not me. I'm just sitting here monitoring.
Yep. All right. Well, don't know who that was. Their ID number, I think, was 310-7498, which isn't even in my database. Must not be from around here.
I am seeing a W8DOD that's popping up on the last herd. And that was actually right in between. It popped up again, so I don't know. Maybe somebody's out there trying.
Yep. Not sure where they were from. Like I said, I just got a number. I didn't get any call sign or location data. It's not in my database. Might be somewhere far away. I don't think I have the complete call sign database.
Well, according to the dashboard here, he chimed in a few times on the Midland repeater. And it looks like that last time, I don't know, he might have been on a node. It's under top group, it's got a 16777216. So, but it's all coming from the Midland repeater.
Very good, very good. Okay. Yeah. Well, if he still needs a radio check, I'm sure he'll come back. Anyhow, have a good one and go back. I'm going back to standby here. W-A-E-A-P.
K-A-E-P-L.
Go ahead there, K-A-E-P-L. And W-A-E-A-P, have a good one. 73.
This is Kilo 8, Echo, Papa Lima.
Messed up talker if it's radio or got talker relays or something turned out, so I tried to let him know. Give it us the air.
WA-DOD calling, test 123, can I get a signal check, please?
It's like a motorboat, or is it just me? I'm listening to him on two radios, and he's definitely motorboating in the audio.
You got it working now, Mitchell. Audio might be a little low, but can you hear you?
This is W8DOD. Am I still getting through okay? I'm just messing with the group call versus private call, that kind of thing.
That time you were right on the tank 122, so whatever you did that time, time before. Yeah, you're right on the edge of getting into Midland, so I'm not sure where you're at. But MI5 got DC. If you're not familiar with that web page, you can fill the information. So, I gotta jump out. Go ahead and get up there. Give me that stuff here.
Statewide number one, statewide one.
I don't know, are you still programming there, Mitchell, or you tried a couple different, try to stay white one, try to stay white two. So, are you still trying to hear your program? You're right on the edge too, by the way. I don't know where you're located. It's Stanford, but you're
Tech 119 that time, the time before you were Tech 121, which Tech 120 is pretty much coming.
Yes, sir. Copy that. Yes, I. I'm just going to go and talk to Al and build my whole supply. I'm over in Sanford, so on a HT.
Okay, yeah, that's barely workable, but you just brought it up, so it did make it in there, but it's definitely around the outside edge of not being used, so just FYI. I see you figured out Stateway 2 is on that side. Keep it up, sir.
I'm not sure if you're still programming or whatever there, Mitchell, but. Talker 51 needs to be on time slot 1. Talker 52 needs to be on time slot 2, so. I'm sure I got the mess up again, but. Time slot 1 is Talker 51. Time slot 2 is Talker 51. My 5.cc for the website for the information.
Give us the beer. Yes, I understand that, and I'm doing the website. I just fat-fingered something, I think.
Sounds good. It worked that time. Okay.
TMR has definitely got a learning curve to it. It's not just the frequency and geo.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Sorry for the bother. Yeah, it's a bit of a learning curve. I've done it many years ago, and now I'm just trying to remember how to do it. So thanks a lot. WAYDOD testing. 123 on talk group 1, star 51.
Make the power issue, Paul. Make the power issue, Paul. Give us a turn.
Give me a center.
WBAP, it's in London.
Hey, Jill.
You're not home yet, WAVD?
No, I'm migrating that way now.
I missed what you said.
I have two accounts that just baffled myself and my partner, and we're not even done with them, so we got to go back. We're both scratching our heads on one.
You gotta go back tonight?
Oh no, one tomorrow and one on Friday. So tomorrow we gotta go back to Livonia. We've gotta dig up and see if he finds an old board in his shed. And then we're gonna put that in and see if that fixes the issue. And then the other one is Friday in Ann Arbor, where I got a couple call buttons that are working, but they're only ringing one guard station and needs to ring 2. So I gotta go figure that out.
No, very good. Okay. Well, at least you don't have to go back tonight. So, all right. Yeah, I hadn't been on the radio much today, so figured I'd say hi.
Did you get your office cleaned?
I made great headway with it. I'm actually kind of happy with the way it looks. Got a little bit more to do, but you can see the top of my desk now. You're not cutting it.
That's odd because I am in Detroit, so I should be hitting the Detroit top.
Okay, well, DTW. All right, or DET, I think is what they call it. All right, very good. All right. Yeah, tomorrow I gotta be at work by 8 o'clock. I'm teaching a class, hoist inspection, hoist safety class tomorrow. And then we got a regular meeting at 9, so for me, that's going to be a long day.
Well, that's what today was. We started at 8 o'clock and just got done probably about a half hour ago.
Yeah, look at all the overtime, 6:30.
Yeah, it does make for a thicker paycheck.
Yes, it does. All right. Very good. All right. Well, we're almost destinated, so I heard you. Mary and I thought we would say hello, so drive safe. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Claire Pierce, W8V.
All right. Say hi to the CEO for me. I'll talk to you later. 73, KCK Joe.
KFA EDQ, monitoring statewide one.
WFSM Mobile, one scout.